see.
Sorry, it's Moshe Levenstein.
Good morning, everyone. Long time no see. Always zeicher to speak. I'm teaching most times in the morning, but at least now, winter holidays, I'm able to say a few words. Is it on the mic? It's working. Yeah. Right. I saw once a very good saying from Rav Shlomo Eger. Shlomo Eger, not the son of Rav Akiva Eger, but more of a different one from Lublin. He used to say, there's two ways that you can wake up a person. Either you make a big noise, a massive noise, he'll wake up. Or if you put on the light, he'll wake up. So how can you connect that to Hanukkah? He said that on Rosh Hashanah, you want to wake up a person, what do? Make a big noise. You blow the shofar. But in case not everyone woke up, so a few months later, the Bnei Shem Sof says, put on the light. Put on the light. Upon the lights of Neris Hanukkah, another way to wake up. So hopefully with today's Shia we'll be able to wake ourselves up a little bit. I want to ask 8 kashas. Many of them are Yodua, but we'll give one teretz. Is the Be'er Yosef, he asks the 8 kashas, one teretz. The Be'er Yosef asks, first of all, what's the connection? Everyone asks, what's the connection between Shabbos, Chodesh, Amila? What's those three special? What's special about those three? Number four, we all know there's a famous that the Yevonim especially went to in Ritama, the oil. What got them so much about the oil? Number five, also a famous kasha, why did the Avisha have to make a nest if anyway it was mutter to do it? Too much of a tzibur, was anyway mutter to do it? That's also a famous kasha. Is anyway mutter to light when with Tommy? So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to make a nest? Number six, what's lashkicham Torah secho? What's the difference between forgetting your Torah and lavira mechukei rotzenecho? Sounds very similar. Number seven, what was this thing that they wanted? They were going that everyone has to ride on the ox. What was burning them that we had to ride that on the ox? And finally, number eight, why do we have to call this Golos, the famous pasuk in the beginning of Ma'aseh Bereishis? It says, Sohu, Vavohu, Vachoshech, Alpnei Sohoim. And the Gemara Dashans has 4 Golos. Sohu is Bavel. Voyu is the one of Haman, and Choshech is the goddess of Yavon. Alpnei Sohoim is the Edom. Why does Choshech have to be the goddess Yavon? So the Be'er Yosef says one answer to answer all 8 kashas. 8 kashas are covered Hanukkah. And he says the Yidan, the Goyim, were jealous of us. Everyone knows Har Sinai is called, one of the reasons it's called Har Sinai, because of Rosh Hashanah. The Goyim are jealous of us. All these 8 things, all the mitzvahs, especially Chodesh Shabbos Amila, makes us be, we are like one step above them. For example, Shabbos. Why did Avishai have to choose us, out of everyone, to be made in the Briyas Shemayim Va'aretz? We have to be the one to be made Shemayim Va'aretz. We must be more special. And the same way as Chodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Chazal should be Kivea, the Chodesh Ebo. So we can control the world. When the Yom Tovim will be dependent on us. And everyone knows the famous thing that in a leap year, if the basula of a girl would fall out, then it takes up to 3 years, up to age of three can come back. But if there's a leap year, it would come back an extra month. So the whole Metzias is all toilet on our Kvirs of Chazal. So that was Shabbos and Chodesh. And what about Bris Milah? The same thing is that we are, Bris Milah is sort of a signature, like a medal, we are the Avodim of the Eibishter. Only we can be? Only the Yidden can be? No one else? They're very jealous of why are the Jewish people making themselves that bit higher. And for that reason, they went to the oil as well. They went to the oil because they knew that all chokhmah of the world comes from the seven branches. I don't know, Mr. Harris, maybe you know all the seven chokhmahs that come from the menorah. There's the music, there's the science and all the different seven chokhmahs that are in the world. The working out, the agriculture and the all the different teva. It all comes from the menorah, and they chap that straight away, and they wanted to retama the oil because they had enough. As the Eden are working all out, the Gemara says that there was one professor that it took him 7 years to work out how long it takes for a snake to have a baby. And he went up to Rav Shulam and Chananya, and within a second, he didn't try, no science, nothing. Yeah, I can work out. Yeah, and he told him it takes 7 years. So he said, he hit his head on the wall. All I worked out in 7 years, this the Koyach HaTorah gives it you in a flash. It made them jealous. It made them. Why are they better than us? And that will also answer the sixth kasha about Lashkicham Torah Secha. What did he want dafka from? It wasn't just the mitzvahs that he wanted to take away. They couldn't stand the fact that the Torah. The Koyach HaTorah gives them all the chokhmah that they have to work out and spend science and do experiments and everything, and we've got all, everything is in the Koyach HaTorah. And finally, that was the Golos Yavon. It's called Choshech. They decided they're gonna take everything away and put us back in the dark. That, you know, why should the Jews be better than everyone else? Let's make them dark. Let's put them back in the corner. They don't have to be better than everyone else. All that was there. It's one test and all the kashas. As someone said, there's a good line. The Yevonim have a good verstanden Ayid. The Yevonim understood that the Yidden are better. The Yidden are higher. The Yidden are more clever with the Koyach HaTorah. And the mitzvah makes them more close to the Eibishter. They didn't want that. And really the lesson is that we should taka be proud of ourselves. We shouldn't often go in the street and see, the guy's got a fancy schmanty this, and this guy is, he's like a free person, he can do what he wants. But we can learn from here is the opposite. The Yevonim understood very well what Yid's all about. The Yidden are really the one who are higher and closer to the Eibishter, and they couldn't stand that. They couldn't stand that, and that's why they were goys of these, especially these few gazeiros, take us away from our pride. But we have to keep it up. We have to remember, we should be proud of ourselves. That's just something, as we said, just to wake us up. As we said, it's 2 a.m. Remember we said there's two ways to wake us up, either by making a noise, or by on the shofar, or by putting on the light. So hopefully this little part will wake us up and make ourselves proud that we are Yid, and not look over our shoulders at the goyim, and that will be one gewaltige lesson for Chanukah. Many years ago, I heard a very, very strong kasha. The Ramah in Hilchas twice, in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, and also in Simon Tov Reish Pei Beis. What does the Ramah say? What happens if you forget Al HaNisim? Everyone knows. There's a special Harachman. Harachman. So really the Ramah is actually in the Hilchos Birkas HaMazon. But Mishabur brings from Eli Rabba, the same thing as if you forget in davening, also, you can, well, it's a debate if you should say HaRachman or Yirotzen. It's a debate if you say the word HaRachman. HaRachman is more like a Birkas HaMazon. But Pashto says, you say, it's after Lekai Netzor, just before Yirotzen, you should say, Rachmon Yaselon Nisim and Eflois. So I heard a kasha that what kind of, well, first of all, it's not really fair. It's quite not fair. If someone remembers Al-Anisim, he can't say the Harachmon. Only if you were naughty and you've forgotten davening, then you can say Harachmon or Yasalon Nisim and Floyd. So you can ask Hashem for Nisim and Floyd. That's not fair. It's quite a good kasha, no? So, yeah. Someone who forgets Al-Anisim, at the end of davening, at the end of benching, he can say a special Rachman, Hu Yas Alonu Nisim, please Hashem, make for us Nisim and Ifloys, K'moisha Sisla Viseinu, and then you say the whole, the go through the Al-Anisim Al-Apurkan. If you forgot, then you have the Zchus to say the special Rachman, ask Hashem for Nisim and Ifloys. If he didn't forget, he worse off. You're making it, you can't ask for Nisim and Ifloys, it's not fair. Very good. So this morning somebody told me that Teretz, that somebody who says thanks Hashem properly, he'll get the Yeshuas by itself. We sometimes forget. One of the ways to bring grace to Yeshuas is by thanking Hashem. Thank you, Mr. Shadni. It often hurts me a bit. You see big notices, Kupa To'e and these things. I don't like to speak about against the Chassid Shalom because it comes from Rabbanim, but it always disturbed me a little bit that Let's keep a lock on Erev Chanukah, a time for thanking Hashem. It's turned lately a bit into a whole ace tefillah, a whole ace davening for everyone. We'll keep that for Shemoneh Esra. Now it's time to thanking Hashem. You can get Yeshua through thanking Hashem as well. So very good. That's one thing Mr. Shadni said. You can get Yeshua through, if you forgot, okay, you have to say Yor Rachamon. Yeah, very good. Another teretz, I saw more of a Hasidic teretz from the Chernobyl Rebbe. He said that how can you forget Al-Anisim? In these days, that grace Anisim that happened on Chanukah, how can you forget? If you forget to say Al-Anisim, you need a big ness. You have to ask yourself a ness, so you should wake yourself up. You need your biggest ness. And some say Efshapunk Faket, a different kind of teretz. As someone forgot Al-Anisim, he feels so bad about himself. He's got as a Lev Nishbar, he's got a broken hearted. How can I forget Al-Anisim Ishmanes on the days of Chanukah? I must be not davening right. He's got as a broken heart, he has an extra zechus to daven for a ness. You can't stand down for a ness. If you have a broken heart, then you have a zechus to daven for a ness. Okay, however you want to take it. L'maisa chazal u'masakan l'smesh l'rachman. So now comes another kasha. You're not allowed to daven for a ness. So it's a quite strong kasha. Chanukah, you're not allowed to daven for a ness. This is a famous Gemara in Brachos. As someone says, Yirotzo j'teilit ishti zochar. Someone says, I want to have and it's already in a cave or something. You can't daven for a ness. It's already a tefillah shof. And we know also in the Gemara Tanis says there was once Choftal Adar Beis, and there was a rover asked for rain during the summer, and he went to sleep, and he had a dream, and in the dream his father told him quickly change side of the bed. Why? Because there's and he woke up in the morning, and he saw some stabbing holes on the side of his bed, and he realized it was the Mazikim trying to kill him. How dare you be Matriach the Ebishter to make such a ness? Because the Ebishter answered him, his Rava. You don't have to daven for a ness. What is Heter of a Rachman or Yasil on Nisim Neflois? So this Kasha is asked by the Bechor Shoir, and it's brought down in the Shai to Shuva. Shai to Shuva is on the side of the Mishneh Berurah in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin. And the Shai Teshuva gives two terutzim. Very important terutzim. Because number one, maybe he suggests that since we're not asking a ness for yourself, he says, Rachman o yase lonu nisim. He says, Loshen Rabim. If you say Loshen Rabim, you've got a much bigger koyach. And if he says
Rubber was also for the Rabim, for the rain, was for the Rabim.
What was that?
The Rubber was misspelled for rain, was for the Rabim. And him called there.
Ah.
So How are you going to answer that?
Very, very good kasha. Rava himself was davened for the rabbim. So this teretz won't answer Rava. Yeah?
And your teretz.
Very good. Now, the emes is that the Bechor Yishai doesn't bring Rava as a raya. I saw in a different sefer who talks about this kasha. He just brings a kasha from the Gemara Brachas of Tfilas Shof. Hey, yeah, it won't answer this kasha because Rava davened for Rabbi. Yeah, very good point, Mr. Rosman Shkoyach. So the one third is for Lashon Rabbim, it's okay. And he says, therefore, when we say in Yom Tov by Birkas Kohenim, we have a Yerotzon. At the end, we say, V'sase imi niflois v'nisim or toy v'ois. He says you should change the nusach. Not V'sase imi with me niflois v'nisim. You can't ask for an S. You know what you should say? V'sase imanu niflois v'nisim. Lamais is not our nusach. But he says, according to the text, you can only daven for us, for nisim and niflois. And he says, the proof that he can daven is, B'nai Shem promised, the famous pasuk, Mitzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, me'erenim niflois. Hashem said, when Mashiach comes, the Yitzias Mitzrayim nisim will be like a toffle, a minor thing, according to the nisim of Mashiach. So they should promise us they're going to be nisim. So it's not that we're asking for a new nes. We're asking for the nisim that the Abishah promised for the rabbim, which is Mashiach's Nisim. Yeah. So putting that, I'm not that possible, I don't really understand, because Obed Zayin should be able to daven every day for Nisim and Flois. But maybe an Echanami. At least on Chanukah we can daven, or Rachman, or Yas, or Lanu, Nisim and Flois, if you daven for Lashon Rabbim. A second teretz is that there's two kinds of Nisim. Yeah, there's a Nes, let's say, a Kfitzas HaDerech. Does that make sense in your mind? How can he be there in a day if it takes 10 days? Or there's an S like changing from a Zocha to an Akeva. That doesn't make sense. That's called a Nes. Shaloi b'derech ha-teva. Yeah, well, your Nes? Your, yeah?
A Nes which can't be done with derech ha-teva.
Oh. That's right. Changing from a Zocha to an Akeva or Kvitz or Kriyas Yam, so we can't ask for such Nesim. But to ask for a Nes, which of derech ha-teva, that means to win the Chashminoim, it was an absolute ness. But at the end of the day, it was working with structures of teva. You know, we're going to fight, we're going to kill. As that's our ness, it is okay. So at least in the Yerotzim, when we say on Yom Tov, it's okay. We say, V'sase imi niflois v'nissim, we're asking for a ness. Do with me nissim that do make sense of derech ha-teva. And if you forget Harachmon, if you forget Al-Nissim, have in mind, Harachmon, Yaseh, Lonu, Nissim, Niflois. What kind of ness? A ness with derech ha-teva, sort of, not derech ha-teva, a ness with nature laws, winning something, winning a lottery, or I don't know what, make me a ness that should, we should have a child, should get engaged, whatever it is, these kind of nissim, it's more teva than a ness. That's the second teretz. And the third teretz I saw, which really blew me off, it's the G'shoy L'meishiv. G'shoy L'meishiv. Again, it could be very famous, but L'meishiv, if you think about it, the davening of Chanukah has to be a Zah davening. He says, do you know when you can't ask for Nisim? Hani mili b'sh'ar yomois ha-shono. In the other days of the year. In the rest of the year, you can't. Avol b'Chanukah, kol ha-oilam isnaheg ban hogon nisis. The whole world, by Yom Mahim, Bazman Azeh, the whole world is running with Nisim. So the Nisim of, that we can ask for on Chanukah is basically like Teva. We're not asking that Abishah to do something different than... In today, in these days of Chanukah, we're allowed to ask for a Nes, because in the Abishah's eyes, a Nes is like Teva. The whole reason why we can't normally daven for a Nes is because it's what would be Matriach for Abishah to go something that he doesn't normally do. We can't do that. But on Chanukah, when the Bayomim Mahim Bazman Hazeh, Dr. Shayla Meshev, this is the time of Nisim. I mean, it's unbelievable. We're allowed to go and privately in Davin after Shemin Esim, 4 years later, in Bayeshim Mach Mechanes. This should happen to me, that should happen to me. Hopefully, the Abishah will answer. But Achol HaPochus, we've got the Rishus to answer for such a thing. And he explains it a little bit more. He says, everyone knows, Sori Imenu had a baby. When she was 90 years old, she had Yitzchak. Everyone, the whole Torah makes a fuss, and everyone talks about it. Wow, the whole world over there made a fuss, everything, everyone came to sorrow to see, and the whole matzav. But when it comes to Yechevet, which was 130, still, Rashi mentions it. Bein Achoymas, Beseda. No one spoke about it. So he says, you know why? The Dubin Magid says, because then, it was over Yerid. Yerid means like, it was a sale where there was a sort of a special offer. There was loads of Nisim going on then. Shisha Bekeres Echad, although it was a little bit later on. This is what Dubin Magid says. Shisha Bekeres Echad, and there was the stones were giving milk and honey. It was full of nisim. So she grabbed, had an extra ness, so throw it in through the back door. She was 130. So as I saw of ness, we don't make such a fuss. Here as well on Chanukah, the Eibishter does. It's a time the Eibishter does nisim. The fact that if you ask for ness, you know, just do me a favor. Let me just become rich tomorrow or something like that. The Eibishter can do it because it's so many nisim happening. He won't be matriach himself in that way just for you. So he's anyway making news of nisim and Chanukah. So mainly we've got a shush to ask the Eibishter. For me, it was a murder to get teretz. My tefillah has changed when I saw this teretz. Everyone's allowed to got a shush to daven for nisim, and I really, really hope on Chanukah the greatest nisim from Gola will come. We've got the shush to ask for nisim. Okay, that's just to answer one kasha, and hopefully we will never forget Al Nisim. But even according to this, even if we do remember Al Nisim, we're still at the end of Shemini Esra, say a private Yirotzen, Mach Mecha Nesri Boi Nishem, Bistochman Tata. The last 5 minutes I want to go into a different shaila. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh Teves, and Rosh Chodesh Teves is the most complicated Kriyas HaTorah where people can go so wrong. More than a normal taking out two Sefer Torah, and you'll see why. So there's three shilas, and I'll say all three shilas, and then I'll answer all of them. Three shilas can go wrong, and I've seen over the years of being to different shuls, davening with different minyanim. You know, don't always daven exactly the same time, and different minyanim, these mistakes happen. Very good, Rabbi Chanan, Goldschmidt, Gabbas, Kedai, to know these three. First of all, we have two Sefer Torah tomorrow, right? One's for Chanukah, and one is for Rosh Chodesh. So, which one do we learn first? Do we do the Chanukah one, or do the Rosh Chodesh? Oh, very good. Tadeh v'she'ene, tadeh koidem. So we do the Rosh Chodesh one first. Now, what happens if smaller shuls, maybe not like Mechzik Adas, where they haven't yet got two Sefer Torah, you only take out one Sefer Torah. And the Gabbad knows, but at least the Gabbad knows Tadeh, and he lays like a normal Rosh Chodesh, four aliyos. That's not good. Because what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to be doing the first aliyah, you're supposed to be saying till Ad Raviyah Sahin, which is not what we normally do till the first three psukim. The second lady goes, it doesn't go back for Ma'atul Hem and all that. He carries on till Veniska, till which is Veroshach Hachechem. The third Aliyah is supposed to be till the end, till over Yom HaShabbos, that one. From Veroshach Hachechem till Veniskoi. Sorry. Yom HaShabbos is before. Sorry. Till Al-Oles Tamed Te'os V'Nisko. Yeah, thank you. And the fourth Aliyah is supposed to be Chanukah. And then you say Kaddish at the end. But what happens if he did four Aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh? And now what? So do we say, I'm talking about a guy who takes out one Sefer Torah, do we say, okay, that's it, we've had four Aliyahs? Or do you say, no, maybe we should roll it back. Maybe we should roll it back for our fifth aliyah. A second shayla could happen. If you have two Sefer Torah, the same shayla, and again, then you lay in four aliyahs, and then you realize, oh, I haven't left space for my fifth aliyah, for Chanukah. And the third shayla is, what will happen if, by mistake, he forgot about Tadeh, today is Chanukah, he opens the Sefer Torah, and he starts laying in Chanukah. Plus, we have to say, what happens if he opens the Sefer Torah to Chanukah and he realizes, oy vey, it's Chanukah today, should I close it now? Or should I actually lay in Chanukah first? Let's go one by one. These shailas of Cholon, yeah, these shailas can happen. Definitely. Oh, well, very good. We'll go one by one. Very good. Let's take the first shaila. You took out one Sefer Torah and you had fat and four aliyahs on a Shchodesh. So this is a Shulchan Aruch and Siman, Tof Reish Pei Dalet and Sif Gimel. It says, Ve'im Toa Achazan, Ve'kara Revi V'shal Shchodesh. You're the fourth on a Shchodesh, and you should be only doing three on a Shchodesh this year, on Chanukah. Em Lo Yitziu Sefer Sheini, if you haven't taken out, Ein Tarech Likros Yoisa. Finished. Tomorrow, if by mistake you do four, don't roll it back for Chanukah. Why? There's halacha ein mashkicha mechanukah. A Chanukah kriyas haTorah is a different kind. As long as you've learned something, if you've learned something, at least you've learned the shchodesh. So you don't. If you only have one sefer Torah, you don't have to go and roll it to and have a fifth aliyah. And the reason. Don't lay Chanukah. Yeah. And what happens if you chap by Revi, you've got one aliyah left. You've had three aliyahs, and you're up to Rosh Hashanah, and a normal Rosh Chodesh, that'll be your fourth aliyah. And you're Oivai, you've got one aliyah left. Should I now do my fourth aliyah Rosh Chodesh? Or should I roll it? And, like you say, roll it back to Chanukah. So it says in the Mishnah Berurah, there's a halacha of Ei Medalgin. You're not allowed to miss out. You're not allowed to miss out Pesukim. If you're in the middle of a parsha, Ei Medalgin. Yeah, that's the Loshon. Im Nizku B'tchilas Kiryas HaRavi, don't say Shiravi Atzma Yikra B'Sefer Torah B'Zu B'Shal Chanukah before you finish off Rosh Chodesh. The Havali Medalig, the A Medalgin Metorah B'Shnei Inyonim. Yeah, so if you
haven't lined Rosh Chodesh, the Meisah.
Why? Because you haven't said the words of Rosh Chodeshim.
I've already started.
No, I have your kasha, huh? Yeah, you've said
the.
If you've chat before the Rosh Chodeshim, you haven't yet lained the Pesukim of Rosh Chodesh. You've had three aliyahs. You haven't yet said the Rosh Chodeshim aliyah. You have to finish off with Rosh Chodeshim. You can't miss out that because it's called be medalag. You can't be medalag. So finish off, huh?
That's not medalag. Medalag means to continue the aliyah in a different place.
If the fourth aliyah, the fourth aliyah could be Rosh Chodesh. So yachdem v'yivarech, v'yovi chamishi achrov, v'yikav sefer Torah. If you have a second sefer Torah, bring a second aliyah. Okay, so what did I say? I said that I just have the four aliyahs. Yeah, so if you do have a second sefer Torah, then you can lean a fifth aliyah. But if you don't have a second Sefer Torah, so then you don't. Then your fourth Aliyah should just be a Rosh Chodesh, without Chanukah. Yeah.
You haven't said Hashem Nosan Oroh.
Huh?
You haven't said Hashem Nosan Oroh. You just carry on to Chanukah.
No, so that you shouldn't do. That's probably what you were saying. If you haven't said Hashem Nosan Oroh, that you shouldn't be doing your Chanukah one. That's Ei Medalgin. Yeah, that's Ei Medalgin. Very good. Shkoyach. Now, the second Shaila, what happens if you do have two Sefer Torah, and you had four aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh? You learned four aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh. Should you let me just get this clear? If you emetziu Sefer Sheni, what happens now? You're going to say, oh man, I've had four aliyahs. So if I've had four aliyahs, that's a mashkicha mechanika. That's not nice for the second Sefer Torah. It's a pagam. So you should add on a chamishi. So it's a riddle. How can you have 5 aliyahs in Chanukah? So the answer is by mistake you land in a normal Rosh Chodesh, like a normal Rosh Chodesh, open up a Sefer Torah Mishum Pagam for the 5th aliyah of Chanukah. And finally, the last shayla, what happens if this, I've seen it more than once, the person brings that Sefer Torah, you don't realize which one you're taking out, and it opens up to Chanukah. So most people say, lay Chanukah first, you shouldn't, because there'll be a pagam. There'll be a pagam if you just close up the Sefer Torah. So the answer is no. It's only a pagam if you not going to lay from this one at all. You'd put it back or something. Or you'd go and put it back on a kodesh, take out the right one. But here, if you're ever going to lay for it, because you've got 2 Sefer Torah today, so for that price, don't close it up. Roll it to, like you said, it's a little bit further, roll it to Rosh Chodesh, and start Rosh Chodesh.
And then?
If you've already made a bracha, then it says clearly, the halacha says you should carry Rosh Chodesh. It's only im lo hischa levarich, im lo hischa, even though you've got the sukkah Chanukah, just roll it. And it won't be pagam, close it. Let me just correct myself. Sorry, I made a mistake. Normally, we'd say it's a pagam Normally, it's a pagam to close the Sefer Torah and put it back. The person might say Chanukah. If you opened up the Chanukah, okay. Let's just roll it on because it'll be a pagam just to close it. The answer is here. You're allowed to close up. Sorry, don't roll it. Sorry, I read the wrong way around. Close it up.
Take the other one,
open up to Rosh Chodesh, and lay for it, and then you'll have your other one. Normally, no rolling. I said it wrong now. Normally, we'd say roll, because it'll be a pagam if you just put it back. But here on Chanukah, you're anyway going to lay from it, so therefore, just say close it up and get the right one. But in Mr. Folder Shaila, what happens if you actually made a bracha, then it's too late already. Once you started already, then you have to just lay. Then I imagine you'd have to lay the Chanukah one first. Lay the Chanukah one first. Okay.